Robbie Griffiths is a Hall of Famer. Hal Voya.
She's chipping along well, and she's well and truly fit in form, having a good campaign. She's the best of our lineup today.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Hal Voya steaming. Mighty feet in the centre. Hal Voya has come from the back to win.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
And today we've got two meetings to get our teeth into. Warrnambool this afternoon, Pack, and tonight. Let's get to Mitch Friedman, who's going to give us his two. We'll have a chat about his two runners today, and he's joined us on the line. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We are well, mate. Nice to have you with us for the first time in season 2022. Tell us about race one, number five at the Bull today. Diva Ring, who is a firm favourite at the tab. $2.30, second up, career second start, in fact.
Yeah, look, I probably found a weak enough race, but she's short enough in the market for mine. She closed off well the other day, did no work. She'll aim to do a similar thing today, but she's probably still going to be improved by the run and probably a bit of headgear in time.
Right, so 16-16 first up, 8 to the 2,000 today, closing late, $2.30 at the tab at the moment. Then you got race two, number two, and I'm keen to find out more about this. Drunk as a Monkey, Mitch. Hey, where did this come from, this name?
I think it's got to do with a brand of sake or something that the couple of the owners were drinking one night. decided to name it in that sense. But yeah, look, he needs to improve and probably needs further.
Righto. So you'd have to be drunk as a monkey to back it. Is that what you're saying?
Look, you've said that, not me. But look, I'm not disagreeing.
Righto. No dramas. So your best today?
Look, I would have thought Diva Ring would be the better of the two, but. No great deal of confidence.
Right, we'll take it. We'll take the 2:30 and run race one, number five. I know you've got work to ride, so we'll let you get back to it. Thank you.
Good on you. Cheers.
Mitch Friedman with two today at the Bull. That's why we've gone him first
yes.
before the track, because Mitch has got to get on the horse and do some work.
Correct, and hopefully he doesn't drive it like a drunk monkey.
But don't do that. $2.30, we'll take that. Race one, number five at the Bull today. Let's find out what surface we're racing on, please, Adam.
Daniel Lumsden is the track manager. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
I would imagine it's beautiful down at Warrnambool this morning.
It is. It's a lovely morning this morning. A lot of clouds in the sky and the sun's out.
Perfect. What have we got track information-wise?
I've come up with a good four today. Penetrometer of 5.54. We've put on 9 mm of irrigation in the last 24 hours and 24 for the week. We've had no rain and we had half an inch of rain, so 18 mils about 4 or 5 days ago now. So it's been good weather-wise down here in Warrnambool at the moment.
Perfect. I don't think you need to tell us any more. That's perfect for racing today.
It should be. Hopefully everyone finds a winner.
Fantastic, Dan. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
Sounds good at the Bull today. Pakenham condition good for. Fine, weather's fine. Rail out two from the winning post to somewhere. Coondog will sort that out for me shortly. We'll get more winning post to the 400. How about the 400 to the winning post, maybe? Yep, that sounds about right to me. Check your local guides for the track.
Not necessarily.
Well, winning post to 400. Winning post to the all the way to the 400.
Potentially.
And then... Anyway, check your local guides. More on through the morning. Let's find a winner. Catherine Coleman's working with Peter Moody out there doing great things. Catherine, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're going well. Do you know what the rail's doing out there today?
No, I don't actually. Sorry. I can't give you any inside information there.
It's all right. You're not expected to. It was just a prayer. let's have a look at what you've got. Race 5, number 7, Yulong Code is favourite at the moment at the tab. Third run into this campaign. Second last time out. At Sandown, can we win tonight?
Yeah, look, I thought he ran really well last start. It was definitely an improved performance from his first up run. And it was, you know, the sort of didn't get the run that we wanted to suit him. He's a horse that he's best to be kept in cover for as long as possible and exposed late. And he didn't get that last time, so it was still nice to see him, strong through the line. So I'm hoping from that barrier tonight he can sort of be in or thereabouts and be kept cuddled away for as long as possible. And finishing strong late.
All right, that's race 5, number 7, Yulong Code. Then race 6, number 11, Wahoo Flyer, speaking of barriers, is wide. 15 today, first up from a spell.
Yeah, look, we want to try and ride her quiet, so we're not too fussed about that wide gate because she'll be going back from it anyway. And ridden quiet and teaching her to settle and finish off her races.
What's your best today for the stable, please, Catherine, for our punters who have a dollar to spend?
Yulong Code.
Yulong Code will take it. Nice work. Race 5, number 7, Yulong Code for the Moody Stable. Catherine, you're doing great things. Good luck.
Thanks very much, guys. Bye.
Catherine Coleman from the Peter Moody Stable with us. Race 5, number 7 at Pakenham today. And race 1, number 5 at the Bull. I think we're going to put them together.
Yep. I'm happy with that.
With the dollar, we're going to put them together and see what we can do and turn that into about $7 the way it is at the moment. 2.30 into 3.20, somewhere around there. We'll find out more about that through the afternoon on RSN 927. Craig Gabriel is going to join us after the news.